Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Miss P, right here on the Intuned Show.
Hey, babies. You are now tuned in with your girl, Miss P, and I am so excited about tonight because calling all the way from Aruba, Aruba, where I'm trying to get to sometime soon because, you know, your girl needs to take a vacation. Orange Grove, they will be tuned in a few. So just a little bit about Orange Grove. You know, they have been around through ups and downs and leaps and bounds and always laying around wicked sound, pound for pound, as they say. Their number one challenger is the underground. So OG, as they abbreviate themselves, has indeed been around a little while now. Somewhere between the underground and the mainstream, you can find them. Maybe in a studio, in Amsterdam, or on a stage in the Caribbean. Or maybe you'll come across them on a beach somewhere just jamming acoustically with a gathering of close friends and sharing drinks and good times. And it sounds like good times to me because when you say drinks, you know, I want to be there. Not an alcoholic, just want to drink. So I heard not long ago they even were seen doing an interview in Times Square right here in New York. And actually they were actually in New York and they were performing at several places. But I was booked with interviews and I wasn't able to make it. So boo, you know. But the next time they're in New York, I'm definitely going to catch them because I hear amazing things about their performances. And I just love the fact that they're just like wherever the music is, wherever they can play, that's exactly where they are. And the one thing that I like about their sound is, like, it makes you feel like you're on a vacation, even when you're not on vacation, hint, hint. So I like to play that track because, you know, when I'm feeling like I need to get away, it definitely makes me feel like, you know, I'm sitting there with my little umbrella drink looking at, you know, the water and just, you know, getting a little breeze on my face and the sun beating on my skin. Love it, love it, love it. So definitely, you know, looking forward to talking to them. And Orange Grove, you're on the line. Definitely press 1 so we can get in tune with you. So while we're waiting for them to get in tune, I just want you guys to know, because I've been asked a few hundred times a day, how is the show accessed? Well, basically, there's several access points, excuse me, and you can stream it live from any internet device, or you can dial in at 818-495-6975 live, or you can use our interactive chat room that's open during our live shows where you can leave your question and comments. All of the shows are on demand and can be accessed at your leisure, so if you don't get a chance to tune in live, it's totally cool, because the great thing about you know, this program is that you can listen to it later. But we have them on the line, and I know they're calling from Aruba at this point, so we're just going to just get in tune right now and see what Orange Grove is up to. How you guys doing tonight? Orange Grove? Okay. And that's you guys trying to call in, you definitely have a bad connection, so if you can just, like, call me back, that would be awesome. And while we're waiting for them to give us a call in, I thought I would just play another track to get you guys in tune with another person that I'm feeling, like, much love for, A-Rock. He's going to be on the 23rd, and I'm excited to gain knowledge on him as well. And I'm definitely feeling this song, Your Body Call, because of the simple fact that he's talking about red bottom shoes. And for all those who are not, like, fashionistas, look it up, red bottoms. Love it, love it, love it. I'm a shoe freak, so I'm definitely into this song. Check it out.
What I'ma do to you? Said you never had it like this. Well, this is new to you. Just lay back and relax as I attack. I keep it sensual. Going deep and seek your deep. Fight like I'm the general. Come into my spot and settle down. I know you here to stay. Giving you a dose of what I got.
Call it that rock. I plan on rocking that body. Tell your body, tell me to stop it. Cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything
right when she walks, sassiness when she talks. Any time of day when I hit her phone, she knows just what I want. And I'm not gonna lie, she got me. All them other girls is copies, and you dealing with the best. Sorry for the ones who not me, cause I once and she hooked for life. Ain't no need to say it. Play the game and I beat it twice. Ain't no need for playing. See you in that see through. Now come here and get a little taste. A little taste. Call it that. That's all
I'm playing on my rock and that body. Tell your body telling me to stop it, cause I know inside your body like it, girl.
So that was A-Rock, and that was Rockaway, and who was singing the hook was Carlos Ferrer, and he will be on the show, too. So I'm just excited that, you know, this month has really, really been a good month. I mean, booked 7 days a week, and it's just on demand. It's on demand, the Intune show, and I'm really excited about that. I want to just take a moment. I can't name every single person that I'm in love with on Twitter, but I'm definitely in love with quite a few people these days. And that love is just stemming from just the support, the acknowledgement, the dedication, the shout-outs, the retweets. You know, it's definitely has been like, wow, this whole week. And I don't know if it's because I've been a little emotional this week about, you know, my puppy. And I'll tell y'all a little brief story about my puppy. My landlord doesn't want my puppy in the house, so I had to kind of get my puppy to, you know, someone that I love and I adore, and I know that she's going to take care of her, but it still has been, like, a trying situation with my little teacup. But anywho, I mean, just with that all happening and everyone being so amazing, it just made it all the better. I want to give a shout-out personally to Phoenix Star 9. Definitely get in tune with her if you're not following her on Twitter, and definitely hire her for anything that you need. I mean, anything. Just go to her. She's a brainiac. She knows it all. So she's been really, really helpful and a joy to work with and network with, you know, on and off of social media. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about her. I definitely want to give a shout out to all my sisters, because what you guys need to know is that, you know, I was born the only girl. So to have like 10 sisters now is amazing. So shout out to all my amazing, beautiful sisters for all the love and, you know, the support that I've been getting from you guys. I cannot say enough. I really can't, because where are my brothers? You know, they're not there. But anyway, guys, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's like a time differential thing that's happening. We confirmed all was well, and now I cannot find Orange Grove. Orange Grove, where are you? But later on today, well, I should say tonight, we're going to be talking to Renwan Photography, and he called it Remedy Solutions, which I think is kind of snazzy for the name Renoir Remedy. And basically, he's going to be getting us in tune to his gallery open that he has on the 14th. And, you know, Ms. P will be in tune and in the gallery opening to see what piece of art that I want to hang on my wall. He's also a film director and a writer. He does so much. He's just one of those that is just like multifaceted with a whole lot of things that he can bring forth into the universe. He does music videos. He's working on part two of a movie that he put together called She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. I watched a couple scenes of it. It's pretty good. It's pretty interesting. And I keep telling him, Renoir, I want to be in the movie. But I don't really think that he thinks that I'm serious. So tonight when he comes on the show, I want the world to know and to back me on this, that Ms. P wants a part in the movie, even if it's washing the dishes. I mean, you know, not technically, but I can pretend. So while we waited for Orange Grove, hopefully they be coming in. Hopefully I won't be giving you guys like 45 minutes worth of music until we talk to Rennie. So until I figure out what is happening at this precise moment, let's play Trina Braxton, Party or Go Home, because I'm feeling like I need to pep it up a little bit.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right, she's a hop star. Big bullet, let's go. Tree Tree, where you at, baby?
So that was Trina Braxton, Party or Go Home. And for all those who missed our interview, it's definitely on demand. She's a great person. I'm excited for her and her, you know, launching her career and doing her thing outside of her sisters. And again, you know, we are all individuals and should be recognized as individuals in what we bring forth into the universe. And people need to let go of, you know, that whole stigma of, you know, identifying people by through their family, you know. So, Trina, do your thing. Love the song. And I actually was up out of my seat, jamming it to the left, jamming to the right, dropping it like it's hot. And people will continue to do so. So we look forward to all of your music and everything that you have to put out there into the world, because I know it's going to be awesome. Well, as far as Orange Grove is concerned, it looks like I've been stood up. It's not the first time, but it's still not a good feeling. I'm going to let them have a pass due to they're in Aruba, and I know it's a time, you know, thing. But at the same time, you know, Orange Grove, you guys stood up Miss P, and I'm feeling a little bummed about that. So in the meantime and around time, I'm going to try to get our second guest on sooner, so I won't be talking you guys' heads off. But I will put out that I am starting all of the contests tomorrow, and basically the first contest that we're going to have starting tomorrow, it's going to be I'm Their Biggest Fan. So basically what that entails is for whoever has, like, I'm going to put up the whole list of everyone who's going to be on the show for the rest of the month. And whoever likes that particular person or thinks that they're their biggest fan or supporter or whatever you want to call it, even if you're their groupie. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Laugh at that because I just chuckled a little bit inside. You definitely will have the opportunity to come on the show with me and co-host, and how the co-host would be done. Of course, there's a lot of people that do not reside in New York City, so basically it would be a phone interview anywho. So you would definitely call in before the show start, and you would just go hand-in-hand asking them the questions that you always wanted to ask them. But the niche of it is that you have to have people that's going to be voting for you to win that interview. And how that vote is going to go is that you're going to have people tweeting to the Intune Show, at Intune Show, or on Facebook, on my page, basically just posting that such and such to win. You know, so you know, we're going to count up the votes and we're going to see, you know, who wins that interview. So hopefully it's you if you're tuned in and you're listening and someone on the show is someone that you really resonate with. So just to give you a little hint about who's going to be on the show, I'll post it all tomorrow. Jay Holiday is going to be on the show, and I already know someone who is going batty over the fact that he's going to be in tuned. We're going to have Tamara Bubble. We're going to have Michael Keith from 112. We're going to have Brian Angel from Day 26. We're going to have T.I.'s son, Little D Money. We're going to have Seymour Cash. We're going to have Frenchie. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on, okay? And I have memory problems. That's why I write everything down. So basically, everything will be posted tomorrow. And if you think that you're one of those people's biggest fan, then get in tune with me and let me know, and just have all your friends start tweeting to the Intune Show that such and such, with your tweet name in it, should win that, you know, guest spot. And that's how that's going to go. As far as, like, the other interviews and stuff like that that we're going to have, as far as just coming on the show and co-hosting with me in general, basically, you know, I just want you guys to email me at intuneshow@aol.com and tell me why you should be selected to co-host with me. So it would be like a surprise who you will be on with me with and, you know, co-hosting. So I think it's just a good look because you get to interact with the community. And I'm, like, all into that, and I'm basically trying to bridge that gap of people that have certain positions in the world and they just don't filter it out into the community. All of us need to try to, like, come together on being a part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And when you get to a certain point in your life, whether it's in expertise, skills, knowledge, know-how, whatever the hell it is, you definitely need to be able to give that to someone else who's lacking. So my attempt at everything that I'm doing is basically is to try to make the Intune Show as interactive with the listeners, supporters, the community as much as possible, because it's not about just music. It's not about just who's the fab guest that's on the Intune Show for today. I mean, all of that looks good, but that's just the icing on the cake. The whole solid part of it all is basically bridging that gap and getting people in tune to things that's around them. So on this show, we deal with speed networking. So if it's anyone that you know, or it could be yourself, that basically have an expertise, a skill, a talent that you want to put out there in the universe, you can utilize the Intune Show to do that. If it's someone that you know that's knowledgeable and be given, and don't get the recognition that they deserve, then I want to get in tune with them. Let them know to contact me so we can give them the spotlight on the Intune Show. So there's a lot of different things that I like to do as far as just, like, letting people know that I do appreciate them and I do love them, and I never will forget that I'm part of the community as well. So I feel uplifted and I feel inspired by everyone who's touched by me. So, you know, with that being said, I just want to create, a forum where people could just come together and, you know, embrace and love and power and, you know, just grow from there. So with that being said, I did a lot of talking. I just did, and no one stopped me. Okay, and this is why I need a co-host. to come on here and there to stop me from all the jibber jabber, for real, because I can go on. So Renoir is going to be calling in a few minutes, which I'm excited about. So I had to do all of this, like, you know, technology stuff, which technology comes in handy sometimes. So until then, the next few minutes, we're going to listen to Kashara B, which is one of my sisters that I love, love, love. She's awesome. And she's a model and she's a singer and she's doing her thing. And, you know, just support. And her this song that I'm about to play is called Crush. Enjoy, babies.
You are currently listening to professional production. Please turn speakers up to an acceptable volume. Enjoy.
This is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In-Tune Show.
Yeah, guys, so that was Kashara B, and that was Crush. And the drop was by Levert 2, Mark Gordon, and Black Rose. Thank you so much. Love you, love you, love you. So without further ado, let's bring on Remy Media Solutions, and let's get in tune with him. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Right, yourself. How you doing, Miss P?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry that I had to just pull you out of, like, you know, the time frame that we initially set up. But guess what? I got stood up tonight, like if I was on a date.
Wow, that's no good. That's no good.
I know, right? It's like, hey, meet me at the restaurant. And, you know, then you just don't show up. And I'm sitting there trying to sip on water or wine until you get there and chewing on breadsticks.
that's no good at all. Yeah.
No, not at all. So let's, you know, get right into it. You know, I have to just let that out real quick, and thank you for listening. So tell us a little bit about who is Renoir.
Okay, well, you know, Renny Renoir is the name in its entirety. who I am, I'm a photographer, director, screenwriter, editor, artist. You know, photography is my thing. I've been, you know, involved in photography since around 92. You know, and so it's a passion of mine. I know you hear that a lot when people will say, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, it's their passion, but it's truly a passion of mine. You know, it's something that I, you know, look forward to doing every day, all day, you know, and by being involved with photos and, you know, visual arts, it steered me toward directing film and, you know, things of that nature.
Right. So would you say photography is like a hard line of work for people to get into?
Well, at this time, I wouldn't say that it's a hard line of work to get into because of technology. Technology kind of made it easier for individuals to get into it or get involved with photography or anything for that nature, as far as film and things are concerned. It's not necessarily hard to get into, but it is hard to be an exceptional artist, photographer, director, whatever it is that you do. It's hard to be exceptional. But it's not a problem to get involved. You know, technology has made it easy for anyone. You have plenty of hacks out there that are just doing it because they're capable and it's easy to do.
Right. So what's your primary style? Like, you know, is it posed and formal, or is it relaxed or creative, artistic, candid, traditional? What's your style of photography?
My style of photography is whatever moves me at the moment, you know, or whatever the situation requires. I don't have any particular style, if I have to say. But what I would say is whatever it is that I do, it's going to be of an exceptional nature. And it's not to blow my horn. It's just part of me. It's just that I'm confident in what it is that I do. But there isn't one particular genre of photography that I would, you know, say that I'm exclusive to.
Right. So do you shoot in color, black and white, or both? Which one do you prefer?
Color. I prefer color. Black and white is like a safe zone for a lot of people, photographers. Black and white is like a safe zone because black and white hides a lot of things. It hides a lot of imperfections, a lot of lighting issues and, you know, things of that nature. So color is something that I prefer because it's more challenging show your skill level and what it is that you do, making that color look good in all aspects, from its own shadows and highlights, making the color look how it should look is very challenging.
Right. So, because, see, you know, I like to get my face, like, just airbrushed because I want to show the ugly. So I just need, like, a whole new face. Like, just airbrush my whole face out. No. It's a joke. I just want to know that you have the skills to do this if need be.
Yeah, that's a part of it now. You know, pretty much you have to, you know, wear multiple hats when, you know, in your field, whatever your chosen field is. You have to be capable in all areas of it, all facets of your chosen profession or your chosen trade. You have to have some type of skill level in all aspects of it, whether it's retouching, you know, printing, lighting, or anything that involves or encompasses what it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm very capable of airbrushing the whole face if necessary, but hopefully we wouldn't have to do that.
I know. You know, I just probably would just have that on the top of the list. Like, you know, this is how I want the theme, and just airbrush my face out. No, I'm just kidding. But What would you say is more important, like good knowledge or good equipment? Because some people I find, like, along the way, they're more like knowledge. They're very knowledgeable about, like, photography and different lines and angles and stuff of that nature. But when it comes down to equipment, so what's your take on it? Do you prefer, like, the knowledge of it all or the equipment? What do you think balances it out?
Knowledge comes first, you know, so I would be more comfortable with an individual that had, that was very knowledgeable in the field, and they worked with, they could use a 1920, you know, Nikon or Pentax, you know, a box camera. It doesn't matter, you know, as long as you're knowledgeable in what it is that you do, and you're very astute in your field, it doesn't matter what you're using. You're still going to get a beautiful image. You're going to get, you know, what you desire or what your client desires, you know. And then comes the equipment. I mean, of course, that's a part of the deal. You can't, you know, be a mechanic and only have one wrench, or you have a wrench that's stripped or whatever the case may be. You have to have proper tools, and your tools need to be up to date to some extent. But knowledge is more important, in my opinion, because you're able to get around certain things or areas in where you're lacking as far as equipment is concerned when you're knowledgeable. You know, MacGyver takes a roll of duct tape and builds a plane. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it like that. So knowledge
definitely
is more.
Yeah, I agree because, you know, I feel like if you are knowledgeable about whatever it is that you put into the universe, then you'll know, like, little tricks of the trade or, you know, things that can get you by and still make something look like it's, like, you know, nothing ever happened because you have knowledge.
Absolutely.
To pull it off. So I definitely
Absolutely.
Agree with that, because you can have, like, the most expensive camera in the whole world, but if you don't know how to use it, then what good is it?
Exactly. What good is it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So what? So you said there's really no genre that you dislike.
Nah,
in photography.
There's not. It's what, like, I won't get into pornography or anything like that. You understand? Like, I will shoot. You know, that's not my bag. I'm not into photography. I mean, pornography or anything like that. I'm not into photography for reasons of that nature. So that's not
right.
Something that I would get into. That's not something that I would definitely turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to that. That's not something that I'm looking forward to being involved with. But artistic nudity or something to that effect, wherein it displays a woman or, you know, anyone for that matter in a artistic light, very tasteful, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a straight raunchy and things of that nature, that's not my bag right there. You know?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, you know, and everyone has their own view on that, so it's like there's no right and no wrong response to that, but, you know, I definitely can understand that there's a such thing as being, like, sleek and sexy, and then another thing of being, like, just really, this is what you're doing right now. No.
Right.
So I definitely agree with you. So when did you first start getting into, like, filmmaking?
I would say around 2000, started shooting little videos of things of that nature in 2000. I got a computer and I got some type of editing software and had a little camera, and, you know, I was just running around shooting little videos of, you know, my partners here and there. You know, we make little music videos, and, you know, that got me open as far as that is concerned. I've always been a film buff. Like, I like to watch movies. I'm always watching movies and analyzing this, that, and third. But again, the technology came around where it allowed someone like myself and gave me the capabilities to, you know, begin to edit and start putting together my own little things, you know?
Right. So have you, you know, because I know that you did. Tell us a little bit about, you know, She Forgives Me Not, or I'm sorry if I'm messing up. She Loves Me Not. I'm sorry. And I said that earlier, and now I'm saying Forgive Me Not. She Loves Me Not. So tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, I've been, like, Facebooking you when you was posting the clips and stuff, and I'm just like, I want to be in the next one. I want to be in the next one. I'm dead serious about this.
I appreciate
like, even if I'm washing dishes, Rennie, like, I just, you know, I can pretend, because it's all acting. Like, I don't like to do anything laborish, but at the same time, if I could stand there and just act like I'm washing dishes, that would be like my whole role right there, and I would love it. Just because you
right.
directed it and you wrote it.
All right. I'll write you in the next one, washing dishes. And I would, She Loves Me Not is about, it's a series of, you know, pieces I'm putting together, short films wherein, like the title entails, She Loves Me Not. You know, it's based around a woman wherein the woman is the star, but she's not the star. Like, you don't know that she's the star, but she's the star because they always end up doing something crooked or sideways to cause a problem with their significant other. Okay, and that's what it's based on. It's like crime novel, film noir type movie, old school, black and white style, you know, high contrast. You know, like a very stark film. You know, that's what She Loves Me Not. That's what She Loves Me Not is about. You know.
Yeah, I like
bringing
it.
Back,
you know,
like, 50s type style of movies.
Yeah, I like it. And I mean, it's just, and I like the way you just like did the overlay with your voice and stuff like that. I was just like, look at him.
Yeah,
you know, like
while
you just sitting there. Yeah, the narration, you know, I'm saying overlay. And you could tell I know nothing about this, right? But I'm trying, though. I'm trying. And, you know, and I was just like, that is so hot how you just, you know, had the narration going over top of everything. And it did give me that whole, like, back in the days, like, you know, wait, she's about to get on the plane and don't leave me, that Casablanca, like, that whole thing.
Right.
I loved it. I thought it was creative. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's what I was going for, and I'm glad that you received it like that. That's what I was, you know, going for. I want, you know, because we get so many, pardon me, we get so many films nowadays from our people and our generation that are always based on a narcotic, and, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to bring a different side because, and it's not to take anything away from those films, because those films, videos, and things of that nature, you know, if you're creative with it and you put it together in a manner in which it's not seen as it's seen every other time, it's great, you know. But I just wanted to show another side to our creativeness, or our creativity, by bringing something, you know, stylized, you know, like an old film, you know, and maybe it will. Pull a coat to someone who's not, you know, knowledgeable about these type of films from back in the days, and it may make you want to go take a look at some of older films. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. I totally agree. You know, and not only have you done that, you also have done, like, a bunch of videos, too. So there's a lot of people that you're working with, you know. But just to touch back on, you know, the film pieces real quick, I just wanted to say, like, do you think that when you was, well, of course, you put together the characters and stuff like that. So is the character, like, a part of your persona that you play in there? Like, one of those characters that of your personality that people don't get to see? Because I know I have, like, 10 personalities, like, for real. So I'm just always curious. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would say everyone is would possibly be a part of my person. All of the characters, because they came from me, you know, as I'm writing it. And, you know, these people come to your head, and the things that they do come to your head and your mind for reasons. So I would say that everyone has something to do with my person in some way, you know, shape, form, or fashion. And then there are instances wherein I wrote parts to specifically fit the individual that I was thinking of in that moment when I was writing. I said, well, you know, such and such will be good for this part, so let me write it like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I enjoyed it, and, you know, I know one of the characters in it personally, Thunny Brown. You
right.
know, he was doing his thing in there, too. I said, look at Thunny with the suit on.
Yeah, he's going for the Oscar, trying to get the Oscar. Yeah.
Stop it. He was going for the Oscar. He's so silly.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, hey, if you're going to do it, you got to do it big.
That's right.
You
and
have
that's
to
what
do
I
it
expect.
Big.
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
I expect it. When everyone comes, you know, comes to work, I expect you to give it your all. You know, you have to commit and submerge yourself in, you know, the project. You know, if you agree to being a part of it, you know, you have to take it serious. And I appreciate everyone that was a part of it. My wife even had a part in the project, you know.
Really? That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, you know. And what makes it so amazing that when you can or you are with someone that's supportive of your projects, because it's a lot that people don't support, and you can have, like, all these concepts and ideas and be bringing them into light, and then the other significant other could be like, okay, and whatever. But I think it's an awesome thing, you know, when you do have your significant other that's very supportive. So much love to her for being supportive like that.
Yeah, she's absolutely solid, I must say.
Yeah, and that's solid. A rarity. We need to clone her. We do. Yep. So are there any, like, film directors or photographers that you personally look up to that help, like, kind of craft who you are today?
Well, when it comes to photographers, I have to say that I'm, like, I won't say ignorant as far as, you know, photographers. I'm ignorant in the sense to where, and I really don't pay attention to many of them as far as their names or things. I don't really follow them because I find that when you follow individuals, you start to copy their style of you know, the way that they do things. You may not be doing it intentionally. You know, it could be a subconscious thing, but, you know, but you're pretty much stalking them or you're emulating them and you don't even realize that you're doing it. But there's one photographer that I always dug, and that was Gordon Parks. I like Gordon Parks. What Gordon Parks has, he did some very, you know, ill photos. He had, you know, he's like a photographer that I really follow. As far as directors are concerned, I like Scorsese. I have to say Ron Howard is an ill director also, you know. You know, of course, everyone will say Spielberg. You know, Spielberg is cool. You know, these guys. The Hughes brothers. I like the Hughes brothers. They get down. I like the Hughes brothers also. So, you know,
absolutely.
A few directed things. But I try to, you know, watch these things, but not particularly follow one individual too much, or because I want to keep my mind open. You know, I don't want to get myself caught up in a cycle of emulating someone. That's why when I did the She Loves Me Not, it was so different, you know, because I didn't get caught up in that, you know, as far as I want this to look like that. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to be me, keep myself as much as me as possible, you know?
Absolutely. So we have some comments in the chat room, and I'm just going to read them off to you, and you can definitely respond to them. Okay. So one is a good photographer knows how to be an artist that they are, which you are. He sounds like a real passionate artist of his craft. The next one is, but does he think he's limiting himself by not being open-minded about nudity?
Well, to respond to that comment, I never said I wasn't open-minded about nudity. What I said was I wouldn't do pornography.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's what you said. Pornography.
So I don't have
raunchy.
A problem. I was exactly. It's the difference between pornography and nudity. I said artsy nudity is all right with me. It's fine. I don't have an issue with that. But I'm not into the pornography aspect of it. You know, that's not for me, you know. I'm not feeling that. But I'll shoot nudity, but it's going to be in a classy manner. You know, pin-up style or something to that effect, you know?
Yeah, so
I would say Playboy is a classy nudity.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
I agree 100%. So basically, you know, does he just mean raunchy? And I type back, yes. So, okay, cool, love classy. So that's the comment to you for your comment about, you know, it has to be classy, sexy, nudity, like Playboyish. And another comment was, that's outstanding, and those meaning that you're a lucky man because having a good woman or a good spouse to support you, that's hard to find.
Right.
So I know that I'm not in a dream world, Rennie, because I just know that there's a lot of people that aren't supportive, and it sucks.
Right. But, you know, you just got to, you know, find someone. You know, I don't want to get into that relationship situation. I'm just a lucky dude,
I guess.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you are. You are. And shout out to her again. She's going to get nothing but love from the Intune supporters because, you know, that's the rarity. So moving along from the relationship and the wife and all of that good stuff that's happening over there in your world, okay.
Right.
So what are your thoughts, you know, as far as, like, your future plans and stuff of that nature? Because I know you have an event coming up on the 14th. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. And I just want to say, you know, this is not all, this event is not all me. This is also, you know, encompassing my partners. I have two partners. I have the graphics group, Andre Charles, and my partner Bam Bam, the Influence. And these guys are, we come together and co-founded a company called Remedy Media Solutions. And Media Solutions, Remedy Media Solutions is a multimedia company. And what that company does, what we do, you know, we've taken all of our talents and we brought them together because, you know, you can't. I read a book. I don't know. I just finished it. It took me like 2 years to finish the book, you know, going back and forth, not to jump subject. But it was Think and Grow Rich, and it was a part in that book where they say align yourself with like minds, you know, to accomplish that goal, that common goal. And that's what happened here. We all came together. We all have like minds. We all brought our strengths, you know, Dre's graphics. Phenom, oh my God, you know, his iPhone art is crazy. My man Bam over there, he's like technical genius, video genius, film genius. You have myself, you know, with the photography and the film, you know, we've all come together and we've created this like super company, I want to call it, and we provide, you know, commercial grade photography, cinema, music video, music production, you know, print, whatever it is that you need, we have it. It's a multimedia company. And the event that's coming up is called State of the Fresh, and this event is being sponsored by Remedy Media Solutions and Captured by Renoir Photography. And this event is going to be for everyone. Like, it's, you know, State of the Fresh is your state of being fresh in that moment, you know. So, you know, you come in, we're going to have a media exhibition, hors d'oeuvres, little cocktails, you know, while supplies last, doesn't cost anyone anything to come. And I'm going to be shooting photos, so it's going to be like a photo booth type situation, lifestyle candid photos. You know, you come in, make sure you fly, you're fresh, you get in front of the camera, take a picture. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
And that's how it's going down. You know, it's a social networking event. You know, you're going to come out and just have a good time. Everyone's going to come out. We're going to mingle. We're going to have a good time. You're going to learn about Remedy Media Solutions. You're going to learn a bit more about myself, super photographer, Rémy Renoir, you know. And we're going to have a good time. And I want everyone to come out. Anyone that thinks that they're fly, knows that they're fly, knows that they're fresh, come on. You know what I mean? Come on now. At Third Ward Photo Studios and Gallery down in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, 195 Morgan Avenue, July 14th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Come on.
Absolutely. So are your partners there currently with you?
No, I feel them, you know, my man Dre was supposed to call in, my partner, he's supposed to be calling in a minute, but, you know, he's tied up at the moment. So I'm representing the team right now.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't overlooking anyone, and if they were, like, right at, you know, accessible to let them, you know, come on and talk with me a bit. So I just basically wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't overlooking anyone. Because I know that you could represent the world. You don't need nobody. But at the same time, it's team. Team is team. And it's always good to, you know, pay homage to your team. Because that's what makes it all work together.
I'm sorry?
Because that's what makes it all work together, you know?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We have to work together. No ego is larger than the other. You know, we all have substantial egos, you know what I mean? But we come together and we suppress those things when it's time to make something happen, when it's time to make things work. You know, we suppress it. We just recently did a video for this artist, Claire Key. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'm pretty sure you've seen it. But, you know, we just did a nice little video for her. We've done a few commercials for local businesses around the Brooklyn area. We're currently working on a major video for the boy Dunny Brown at this time. There's something for an artist out of North Carolina, Milton Terry, music video for him. You know, got quite a few things going on, quite a few things on the table from Remedy Media Solutions over here. You know?
And that's so awesome. That's so awesome. We have a caller on the line, and I'm not sure if it's your partner, but let's pick up and see because I'm nosy. Hi, you on the line with Miss P and Rennie. How you doing tonight?
This is Dre, Graphics by Dre, Remedy Media Solutions. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Dre, how are you tonight?
I hear you interviewing real nice out there. Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate it. That's not a problem.
I'm sitting on the
phone.
I'm listening to the interview. I'm listening to the interview, and I'm like, there's nothing for me to say. You said it all. That's my partner, super photographer. I love you, bro.
Aww.
Love you too, son. Isn't that
just like an awesome feeling?
Yeah,
that's love. It's generating. It's generating through my bones right now. But what I'm saying is that isn't that awesome when you do connect with someone on that level and they're able to represent you even when you're not present? And genuinely show love.
And that's what, like, you know, it's so funny because I was listening to the interview and that chills, and I was like, yo, he really hit it on the head. And, you know, it's amazing how we came together. That's the crazy thing. You know what I mean?
So tell us about that.
Well, it's like I met Bam through a mutual friend. And, you know, we was at doing a lot of I met him at a party, and he was doing photography at a party. And I was getting ready to start this website, and I was also promoting. So I was getting ready to start this website called theclubstars.com, which we started, but, you know, it wasn't the right elements. And, you know, I didn't have the right people involved at the time. I shouldn't say that, but I didn't have the right people involved, like Ren and Bam, fully. You know what I mean? So, and I remember me and my wife was looking at an apartment, and I didn't know his wife was a real estate broker. I don't know if I should blow that up. Are we good, Ren?
Yeah, you good with that, huh?
Yeah, so, and I remember I met with Ren, and I thought, you know, we were just, and his wife was like, do you work at such and such? I said, yeah. So do you know such and such? I said, yeah. And, I, you know, and then it was just like, oh, Ren. And then when you look at, when I thought about Ren, I said, oh, wait a minute. Ren and Bam, we are all of like mind, artistic, so to speak. And I'm like, these three guys, we should all just come together. So I introduced Ren to Bam, and they hit it off. And it's just an amazing situation that we have. The long of it is, it's just amazing. Like, when you're working around these dudes, I can't blow my partners up enough. But when you're working around them, like, I learned so much just watching them work. You know what I mean? Just sitting there and just, like, wow, like, it's amazing. And, you know, I think we all feed off each other creatively. So it was a good situation that we came together, and I felt like I was the middleman. Like, you know how you just be, like, that middleman to bring it, the glue? And I'm like, I really appreciate Ren, I appreciate Bam, you know, everything that they do is just, it's amazing to me.
Aww.
So, that's all I
said.
So, not
even that.
Those are my partners.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you know, I want to be a partner. Like, what the hell? I feel left out now. Like, you know?
Whoa. You gotta submit an application.
You know, right? You have to go through extensive
process. We gotta take urine and hair samples and send them down. We gotta make sure you fit
okay.
in.
Okay. We gotta make sure that you
are
authentic.
But no, I mean, you know, we're never, it's like, the one thing he said that was really true, our egos, I mean, you know, we do have egos, because if we feel adamant about something, each one of us stands strong on it. Like, he calls me the devil's advocate, you know what I mean? Because sometimes we do bump heads at partners, you know, we do. And the beautiful thing about bumping heads, that we're still able to work together, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not personal, and it's sometimes, well, it is personal, but then we realize that it's business. And what we're trying to accomplish, and I listen to Ren a lot. Like, he don't know, but I listen to him. He always go, yo, we got a mega powerhouse. Like, if he called me 11 o'clock in the morning, he'd be like, get your butt up, and I'd be asleep. But he'd be like, get your butt up, we can't sleep. And I'm like, yo, dude, I'm asleep. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm asleep. But he's constantly creating. You know what I mean? He's constantly, like, he's always developing new ways, and if he sees something that he don't like or a video situation, he will address it. And that's one thing. Like, I love my partners for that, because they're straightforward. There's no yes man here. I might be a yes man every now and then, but there's no yes man in the team. So that's the beautiful thing about my partners, that when we focus on something or we bump heads on something, we take a vote, and the majority rules, we run with it. And there's no, like, animosity at the end of the day.
Right. And that's what it's all about. It's just like a friendship, a partnership, or anything of that nature is like a marriage. Mm-hmm. And with
right.
that being said, it's like, you know, you're going to have your ups and your downs, but only this, you know, the strongest will survive, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you have to go in knowing that there is three different personalities, and you do have
right.
three different creative things or more to add to the plate. And you will bump heads, but you still have to be able to say, like you guys do, like, okay, this is not that important. Let's just see, you know, the biggest straw wins, and that's what it is, and we leave it alone. Let's go to the next thing. It's nothing personal.
Right.
Nobody seething, like, oh, my God, who he think he is? Or, you know, it's not about that.
Oh, yeah,
that,
we have
those
conversations. They'll be like, who the hell wouldn't think he is right now? But, yeah, but, you know, but it is what it is. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. State of the fresh, man. That's what we're here for, state of the fresh.
Yes.
State of the fresh. We definitely going to be going. It's going down July 14th.
Make sure you did. Make sure you did.
Third Ward,
you know.
Well, my day's not really clear, but what time does it start?
It's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. That gives you time to get in there, have a good time, and continue the rest of your evening. This will be the appetizer to your evening for that night.
Oh, that sounds great.
I have to just plug this dude up. This is Ren's project. Like, it's all of ours. But Ren developed this, and I always got confused. And then as it's getting closer, I'm seeing more and more, like, when you see, like, guys walking and their swag is on 10 and they have a different, like, somebody could wear a pair of Air Force Ones, and when they're wearing it, they may add that extra touch to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different. So to me, and I'm just going to say, to me, the state of the fresh is express who you are. You know what I mean? Dress the way you want to dress. You know, come through, support the team, support Remedy Media Solutions, support Capture by Renoir, and it's going to be a situation. That's all I can say. It's going to be a situation. State of the Fresh, July 14th.
I know, that's right. All right. So if I come in there with a wedding dress on, it's all good. Like, I'm still going to be fresh.
Why not?
You might look like you got to put you on a cake or something.
Why not?
But that's true. Why not? That's your state of the fresh. I mean, it's a shotgun wedding type of thing. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, the groom might be there on the low. You don't know. So.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Try to use the
get
event,
that ring
right,
ready,
for
baby.
Wedding, right?
Get that
oh,
ring
God.
Ready, baby.
Oh, my God. I love it. And, you know, it's so funny. Like, I love to laugh, and I love to, like, have, you know, not so much serious talk, even though we know we are here to talk business. But I just
mm-hmm.
like to throw my little corny jokes in there once in a while, you know, to make myself happy.
I'm glad you admit that. I'm glad you admit that, because I was listening to the interview, and they were, let me stop, I'm joking.
And you was like, dang, she corny as hell. Like, what the heck?
Corny. Like, he got me calling into this nonsense. Are you serious?
Exactly. Like, who wants to get in tune with her?
You
know
my celebrity right now? My celebrity's on. Let me stop. It's all about state of the fresh right now. State of the fresh, you know. And,
July 14th.
You know,
we're
going to be
July
doing
14th.
This a lot. July 14th,
right.
Definitely. We're going to be doing
right.
this a whole lot. And we want
oh,
everybody
awesome.
To come out, have a good time, and express yourself. Be
absolutely.
Yourself, express yourself, and get to know Remedy Media Solutions.
Absolutely. So I think it's just totally awesome, and I'm just so thrilled about, you know, this project coming up and all of the future things that you guys have coming up. And you can always let me know what's happening at all times. So if you guys are too detained to come on and let me know, you know, let the listeners know, you can definitely let me know, and I'll just blast it on air
oh,
to
sure.
the 3,000 supporters that we have and growing. So I'm definitely Yeah, definitely excited about it, and I'm going to do my best. So is it like a – I hate to sound so, like, crazy about it, but I was just asked, is it a cover charge?
No, it's free.
Admission is free. Admission is
permission
free.
You know what admission is? Free. Admission is – admission is that you have the right gear on, come out like you just left.
Not even that, Trey. Right? Don't even say that you got on the right gear, but you in the right state of fresh. You understand?
Exactly.
That's all it is right there. Make sure you're in the right state of fresh. It ain't costing you nothing. Well, let me get this properly spoken. It doesn't cost you anything. You come out, you have a great time with Remedy Media Solutions, captured by
exactly.
Renoir. We're going to have coverage by Media Scoop. We're going to have coverage by thatvideomagazine.com. You know, it's a big, like, you want to be there. You know? Not only are you coming here to have a good time, but you're going to come there and you may meet somebody. You may be able to network something up. You may be able to get a chance to do business with us before we get too big and your budget ain't right.
And your budget ain't right, and we got to tell you, come back when you got four or five.
Yeah, when you're right, you know what I mean? Or speak to my
when
man.
The brown
man,
bag
keep
underneath
to
the table.
You know,
exactly.
I was just bugging out, though, Miss P. You know how we do.
No, yeah,
no,
I love it. I'm sitting here smiling. I'm just waiting for you to finish.
No, we ain't talking. We be honest, if you ain't coming with 50K just to sit down with us, 50K
yes,
is
exactly.
To sit down in consultation.
No,
exactly. 50,000 easy.
50,000 is consultation right there.
Exactly.
You have it. Guys got it out here. Don't let them sleep. 50,000
exactly.
Is just consultation. That gets you through the office. That gets you past Ren's door.
Exactly.
Right.
That just gets you to the oak. That just gets you to the oak with the knob. That's all.
but July 14th.
So tell people where they can find you guys at to stay in tune as far as like you know, Twitter, Facebook, websites, etc.
Ren, you want to take that one?
The Twitter joint is at RMS Online 1. We have YouTube, RMS Online 1. You can get RMS Online 1 at gmail.com. You got, what's your email, Dre? Graphics by Dre?
Well, graphics by Dre at gmail.com. And that's basically it, but it's all about RMS, so.
Yeah, so is graphics spelled the way it's, you know, originally spelled? Because people,
They will mess it up. They'll be sending work somewhere else. GFX by Dre. So that's GFX by Dre at gmail.com.
Awesome.
D-R-E.
Awesome.
And you got youtube.com or Renoir. No, and just Google it.
Just Google him. He comes up.
Please, we will be updating our site, so I don't want no one to be like, you guys. But we will be updating the site. It's gonna get crazy. Seriously. It's gonna get real crazy.
Yay. Well, I'm looking forward to all you guys. You know, I haven't met you personally, but I did have met Rennie, and he's an awesome dude, and you know.
Isn't he?
I'm just excited. He is, and so is Sunny Brown, and, you know, I'm just excited about it. To me, it's just family and it's love, and your family and it's love, too. Even if my jokes are corny to you, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to laugh at them anyway.
Ren, did you point
with
the
pain.
The Sunny Brown thing? Ren?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, also, too, we got, who else did, I know he went through the gamut, but we also going to be working with this young man named Easy Money. So he's gonna be there too. He definitely said he was coming through to support Remedy Media Solution. So
definitely
Bugsy Two Stacks. Can't forget Bugsy.
Bugsy
Two
Stacks. He's definitely gonna be there. That's a video that we're gonna be finishing soon. So that's something. You know, Ren, he put it out there. So we're ready. You know, you guys who need a good team need that professional polish. This is what we do.
Exactly.
On par with nothing else. On par with nothing else.
Okay.
So, yeah, but just keep in mind, it's still.
We
I don't,
thank you. Thank you for having us here. So,
No. I just wanted you guys to give the address again, give the date again, and of course, y'all are family,
14th,
so you're definitely welcomed. Mm-hmm.
At Third Wall Studio, it was 995 Morgan Avenue.
195.
I'm messing around. Y'all be knocking on somebody's door.
Looking for the party, dressed up in a tuxedo without the cameras on them.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
We got the law for it.
No, somebody needs to come through with a tuxedo.
So here we go. It's going to
be a
Saturday, July 14th. Saturday, July 14th at Third Ward Photo Studio and Gallery, 195 Morgan Avenue. Directions, L Trainer Morgan Avenue. Hop off the L, take a walk, be right there. It's not a problem. Admission is
free.
Got some drinks. You got some, like my man say, hors d'oeuvres. You got some
hors d'oeuvres.
Drinks while supplies last.
And it will be served. And it will be a preacher there too, a choir. So guys, come out with tuxedos. We're doing a reality show. Rally.
Now, is this like seriously happening? Are you joking? Like, let me know. Is it really going to be a preacher there?
With the wedding dress, though.
Okay.
Because
I was just about to say, because I'm definitely coming with my wedding dress now if that's happening, because he could just marry me there and it could just be a whole awesome situation. Like, you know, really.
Flavor Flav in the building.
Flavor Flav? No.
But yes, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much, guys, for sharing all this insight with us. And, you know, I'm proud of you guys. And I will be on the 14th, and then I'll have one of my co-hosts with me, Lady Twinkles, because she's in the chat room, and she's like, oh, it sounds like something that we're going to be attending. So we're definitely going to be there. And, yeah, and that's just it. So from now till the 14th, I'll keep reiterating that to the listeners to definitely, if they're based in New York, and even if you're not, to fly in in your outfit.
You know, that's what we do. We do them shotgun trips.
Hey, I know
fly
that's
in.
Right.
Fly in
and make it happen. You know, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready for my cover shot. I'm just saying.
There you go.
I already have my dress.
Gonna have a good time. Trust me, you're gonna have a good time.
Definitely will have a good time. And super photographer will be on deck. So it's not.
Andre will be there too.
Yeah, I will be there looking like the bouncer.
That's okay, because I'm going to need some help, you know, so it's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You're going to use those arms for something to protect me. Because people are going to be attacking me with a wedding dress. So I'm like, really? What do you
want
to
dress
with this?
Like,
really? This is what you do? This is how you come to this party? With a wedding dress? Really? Yeah, so that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to need the help. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you for having us.
That's not a problem. Anytime. Let me know.
Continue the success, Miss P, man. I like what you're doing, man. I see you doing big things, and it's looking real nice. Little people coming through there talking all that. I like that. You're doing a good job.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Oh, hold up,
Thank you.
What you mean, little people? I will talk to you on a private call after this call is over. How dare? Let me stop. I'm messing with them.
I know. It's all good. I love it.
It's all good.
Laugh,
thank
so
you for having
is.
Us.
Not a problem.
Brent,
thank you, guys.
I'm out. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll see you the 14th. State of the Fresh, the 14th.
State of the Fresh.
If you don't know, you know. State of the Fresh. Definitely.
Yay, State of the
Bye
Fresh.
On.
Yes,
okay.
guys. Thank
I'll
you so much
you
for
guys
everything.
Later.
Okay, have
thank
a good night,
Ray.
No problem,
all right.
Ray.
Good night.
Thank you, Rennie. Have a good one.
No problem, Miss B. Have a good night. Thank
you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Yay, guys. So that was super, super awesome. So definitely, if you guys are based in New York, tune in and, you know, go into Brooklyn and check them out. He's an awesome photographer, and, you know, I've seen a lot of his work, and, again, I've seen his movie clips and things of that nature, and they're super, super, duper clear. So if anyone are looking for, like, you know, videographers and things of that nature, then definitely get in tune with them. I don't know Dre, but I will get to know him, and I'll give you guys my feedback on that. But I'm sure it's all good if Rennie's working with him. Shout out to Thunny Brown, which is Rennie's cousin, and he's an artist, and I met him personally from showcases that I've been to in New York, and love him and interviewed him when I first started the Intune show. So I'm definitely excited about them, you know, bridging together. And this is what it's all about, people with like minds coming together and showing nothing but love and support to one another. That's an awesome, awesome thing. Shout out to my sister that has been tuned in the whole entire time. And there's no words for you. You already know. Shout out to Lady Twinkles. Shout out to Phoenix. You know, shout out to everyone who's in the guests in the chat room and everyone who tuned in tonight. It's really an awesome feeling to know that the continuous support, even on a Monday night, it's still happening. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But tune in tomorrow because my guest is MC Light. She will be on at 6:15 tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. So mark that down. Put it in your phones. Put it on your forehead. Put it on a sticky note. Do whatever it is that you need to do to resonate with the fact that MC Light is going to be on an Intune show tomorrow. So I'm super duper hyped. I'm probably not even going to be able to sleep tonight, seriously. I've loved her forever, ever, ever. And to have the opportunity to talk to her, I'm just like blown away, really blown away. But also, she's really has a tight schedule tomorrow, so she's not going to be on long. So do not miss it. Do not tune in. I'm figuring that she's probably going to be on 15, 20 minutes tops, okay? So if we get her to stay on a little longer than that, then that would be amazing, but I really want to respect the guidelines of what she asked. So basically, if you want to get in tune with MC Light and you have any questions or anything that you want to say to her, then definitely be on time 6:15 tomorrow, 818-495-6975 live. And also check out her website, you know, hip hop, Sisters of Hip Hop, .net, and get in tune with her book and all the amazing things that she has going on prior to the interview. So that way, if you guys are going to call in, you have something that you want to say that pertains to something that she's doing in her life right now. So thank you, babies, for everything. I will see you tomorrow because I'm about to do what Dave Tolliver from Men at Large is talking about, and that's home. Have a good night, babies. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Kisses.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected it's leaving me with no question that this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come I'm in tune.
About to take it to the moon. Let's go.